We're going to study the beginning of the eighth piece of Rav Tzadik on Parshas Bishalach, and then skip to the tenth. The issue that he deals with in both the eighth and in the tenth Parsha of Pritzadik on Bishalach is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Bnei Yisrael, V'yisou. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael, Hashem yilachem lachem va'atem tachar rishun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be lachem, he's going to do battle for you, and you, Klal Yisrael, should simply be quiet. B'Zayir HaKadosh, on this parsha, Rabbi Abba Posach, Rabbi Abba said, quoting from Yeshayahu, Im toshiv mishabas raglocha asayis chafetzecho b'yohim kodshi. And the Zohar says, "Va'al da, the karosa l'Shabbos oinig, the yasmin le, that for the sake of Shabbos we should treat Shabbos like we would the most precious and the most important guest. Yasmin le, meaning we should prepare for Shabbos b'fseira mitkino with the shulchan aruch, with the prepared table, and all the finest of what we would use." In China, in flatware, and in foods that we serve. And it doesn't seem to be in any way connected to what Parshas Bishalach is all about. So Rav Tzadik tries to explain what this has to do with Shabbos. He says, Inyan psichas drush Shabbos l'pasuk zeh, the connection to this pasuk of Hashem yulachim lachem v'atim tacharishon is mishum dekashalei. The question the Zohar is trying to answer is Lama Nemer Va'atem Tacharishon. Why would Hashem say, Moshe telling Klal Yisrael, don't daven, be silent, just allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do the nes for you, and then they go on into the Yam and experience Kriyas Yamsuf. Lama Lo Yispalolu. They have no idea what is going to happen to them. They have every reason to fret. They've got Yamsuf in front of them. The Egyptians in hot pursuit behind them. Lamalo yispalalu. Of course they should daven. V'ha'isa. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'ave l'tfilos and shal tzadikim. It's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want. It's something that they should naturally do. So it's all in order. And yet, Moshe tells them, Atem tacharishon. We are going to be quiet. So he says, Rav Tzadik, ach b'chol makom sheyesh hisgalus atika, wherever there is a revealing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his character of being most creative, meaning of his being the source of everything, the original source of everything, which is what happens at Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf is a t'nai, it's a stipulation in Maisa Bereishis. So by having Kriyas Yamsuf take place, what you're seeing is an aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is most intrinsically Hashem in His act of Creator, in His being the source of everything.
That's an interesting way of thinking about it.
And the Zohar says,
Atika, the ancient, yeah,
Atika, primal Atika Kaddish, power. Primal power. Mm-hmm. Original power, meaning the source of everything. Mm-hmm. What the Zohar calls Atika, the Zohar says, Atika Talia Kula. Everything emanates from that aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, known as Atika.
Mm. Wow.
The original source of everything, including creation. And it makes sense that Kriyas Yamsuf is something that is involved with the act of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he is known as the Atika, because that's what it is. It's a recreation or a stipulation in creation itself. And the explanation is
Atik Yoman, right?
Atik. Yes. Bechol makom sheyesh hisgalus Atika ein makom litfila v'isarusa dilatata. There is no place for man's prayer. There's no place for that which is stimulated or brought out by the efforts of man when it comes to Atika. Because Atika is something that goes back to a point in time when there was no man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu as creator, soul creator, and soul existence, where nothing else exists. That aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since anything having ever been created, is known as Atika. And therefore, when Atika, and that aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is behizgalos, so then there's no room for isarusa d'lasasa. There's no room for involvement of man at all. And he explains, ukemeshe metzinu, as we find, in fact, this relates to Shabbos. Shabbos is a time without isarusa d'lasasa, and when we do not pray, where we do not have bakasha, we don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything. As the Gemara says, Hama'aneges HaShabbos, Noisnin loy mish'alois liboy. That if you ma'aneg the Shabbos, then we are going to receive everything that we could possibly need. And the words ma'aneg and lev are all very important. In the next part, the Pritzadik explains that oineg is Rosh HaTevus, Eden, Nahor, and Gan. And these are aspects of purity that have been promised Klal Yisrael, that is that Am Yisrael will eventually reach Gan Eden and reach a place like Adam HaRishon had when he was in his place before the Chet. And Hama'aneges HaShabbos means that on Shabbos we are accomplishing something that causes us to achieve purity. That on Shabbos we are able to divest ourselves of the Yetzer Hara, and we accomplish a purity of the Lev. If you skip ahead on the next column, about a third of the way down, he says, "Ukishazoichin leShabbos ilo ispini Yetzer Hara mehalev." That when the real concept of Shabbos is attained, there is no Yetzer Hara anymore. We're so attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we will be in Mirtz Hashem and Olam Haba. U'kamosh amru b'tikunei Zoyar. Va'al kein ha-ma'anegas ha-Shabbos. Someone who is ma'anegas ha-Shabbos, meaning she'zoichi le'bechinas atika, b'roza de'oineg, no'istin le'kol m'shalos li'boi. She'enoi tzorech tfila klal. That is, a person is already so otherworldly and so pure and so perfected, there is no need for tefillah. V'lo yishal libay rak toiv. There's no need for anything but that which is absolutely sublime and perfect, to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nothing of this world is necessary. Kiven de'is b'nei yetzer hara mikol v'kol, because the yetzer hara is gone. So it's ironic that the day of Shabbos is spent with Einig, meaning with all of the pleasures. But you see, that's just the point. The point of all the physical pleasures of Shabbos and all of the delicious, delightful food and all of the rest that we have, the Shein of Shabbos, all of that is because it's an expression of the perfection that the day represents. It represents a time when we will have a perfect existence of pleasure, not physical pleasure, spiritual delight. So this world that we live in is one in which delight is known to us through these things that we take pleasure in. So while we are in flesh and blood form, that's how we are ma'aneges HaShabbos. But the real point of it is to recognize that we're headed toward the ultimate pleasure, where you're not going to need the physical pleasures in order to have purity and in order to have perfection. So, kol ma'aneges haShabbos, noisnin loy mishalos libay. Because Shabbos is a day when it's not about what you need for this world. And so therefore, there is no bakasha. We look at the davening of Shabbos, there is no asking for anything. Not even for das, not hashiveinu v'inu l'sar asecha, not refuah, not geula, nothing. It's me'ein olam haba. But he explains that that's all because of what Einig stands for. And Einig stands for the original creation of Gan Eden, an act that is of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Atika nature. So therefore, the Zohar HaKadosh here on this pasuk of Hashem Yilochem Lechem Vatem Tacharishun says something about being Ma'aneg Es HaShabbos.
Yim Tashim Mishalot Meglachem, which is used as a source for the thing that you're not allowed to daven for yourself.
Right.
That's
sort of. Im Toshev Mishabas Raglocha means you don't have to ask for anything.
Right.
And instead, V'daber Dover.
Right.
Meaning speak, but not speak about what you want and what you need of worldly matters. Daber Dover means talk about HaKadosh Baruch. And that's part of what he goes on to discuss in the next section here in Pritzadik. So what we mean to say here
is that the silence
here is because the aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's going to make Kriyas Yam Sof happen is Atika. Mm. That concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one in which there is no need or no room, no place for man to ask for anything.
Mm. Interesting.
Now, that kind of a time and situation where there's no need and no place for man to ask for anything is every Shabbos Kodesh.
Hmm.
And that's why the Zohar talks about Shabbos Kodesh on this pasuk, connected to this pasuk of Hashem Yilochem Lechem Vatem Tacharish. In the next piece that we're going to look at, which is Ois Yud, Parsha Yud of the Pritzadik, he explains why specifically at Yam Suf there's a reason for Am Yisrael to remain quiet. It connects to the idea of Atika, but it has to do not just with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's aspect of Atika is Behizgalos, it has to do with us and why we have to be quiet. A different side of the coin. Let's see it inside. Psicha zo isa bezayir hakadosh al pasik Hashem yilochem lechem vatem tacharush. Umasik, what's said by the Zohar is va'aldo. For this reason, loyba kudshebruchu di yisarun Yisrael mila ba'alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be completely quiet. Di yisarun Yisrael. If we stir up anything at all, even Mila, or just prayer at all, asking for anything. Lo yisarun shmo derachme. We won't be able to have Hashem be merachim on us. The name of Hashem of Rachmanis, of mercy, is Yudke Vavke. What we needed at Yam Suf was Hashem to manifest the ultimate in his midas harachme. And he's going to show, Rav Tzadik, that even while Hashem was the Ish Milchama, it was Milchama with Rachamim, because it had to be. Because if it would have been Din, we would have been drowned as well.
Uh-huh.
Let's see it inside. Let's see it inside. Yes. V'hainu. Dilatam zeh loyrotza Hashem yisbarach sheyispalalu Yisrael. That's why he said, I'm acting in my midah of Atika, his galus of Atika, where there's no place for you to be speaking. But you shouldn't daven, it'll be dangerous for you to daven. Dangerous. Not that, you know, you don't have to. Not that Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'atem tacharishun means you're not going to have to. V'atem tacharishun is a command. You must be quiet. Shh! Don't say anything. Don't daven. Because im hayu mispalin bevadai, hayu reitzim la'ayra midas hadin ala mitzri. What they would be asking for is, come on, stop the Egyptians, stop them, drown them, destroy them, or else they'll just keep coming after us. Ubeim hayu misayra midas hadin. If Bnei Yisrael would have caused a stirring up of the midah, the character of Hashem, to mete out strict judgment, Loi hoya hamishpat noisein lahatzil es Yisrael. Mishpat, in din, we would not have survived either. We would not have been saved. Shekein yisa b'medrash rabba, like the Medrash says, Sha'amad hamakatreg samach mem. The makatreg, the samoel, would be Mekatrig Alayim, the angel of death. would charge and prosecute Am Yisrael the way he did in Yetzias Mitzrayim, and would do so now at Yamsuf, and we would be drowned, Chalila, with the Egyptians later, right? Because Samuel was Aymed and Mekatrik stood up to argue against us. Quote, Ad Achshav Avdei Avodah Zarah. These people, they just now, you know, gave up their Avodah Zarah. Mishchu Ukuluchem Tzoyin, Chazal say Mishchu means what? Pull your hands away from the Avodah Zarah. Mishchu Yedeichem from Avodah Zarah, and now take a lamb.
Mishchu.
Draw yourselves away from the Avodah Zarah. And start only to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to forsake all the gods and pagan beliefs that you've been embracing all this time, like you have been, because you've been in Egypt. So the Mekatrik says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these people are still, you know, just days since being Avdei Avodah Zarah. They had gone to the farthest gates of Tumah. And for them you're going to split the Yamsuf, Samuel says. V'chein kitreg sar Mitzrayim. And the sar of Mitzrayim, the heavenly forces for defense of Egypt's sake, said, Manishtanu elu me elu. Why are these going to walk b'sech hayom b'yabasha, while the Egyptians are going to drown? Halolo Avdei Avodah Zarah, the Halolo Avdei Avodah Zarah. They're all Avdei Avodah Zarah. Why are you going to save the Jews and drown the Egyptians? K'mesh Amru B'Zayar HaKadosh. Rak Shehoya Oz Hisgalo Satika. What happens, therefore, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in his aspect of being Atika, meaning the Creator, Shehu Ritzoyin Ha'elyon, which is the ultimate desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to be, and for his purposes that have nothing to do with what's happening at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but have to do only with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant to accomplish by creating man, by creating the world, and by having us reach perfection, La'asid Lavoi, so that nothing that happens in between is of any importance. That midah, therefore, of Atika is what's going to be Mizgala, is what's going to happen, is what's going to make what's going to happen at Yamsuf. And therefore, there's no place for Am Yisrael to say anything. Al derech shenemar halayoch Esav liYaakov, like the Pasuk says, Esav and Yaakov are brothers. V'ayev is Yaakov, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Yaakov. Not always because Yaakov is perfect. Ahava b'loy tah. It can be, and sometimes is, ahava without any rhyme or reason. U'kumesh amru b'zera kadosh dekriyas yamsuf ba'atiko talia. Kriyas yamsuf is his galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's aspect of Atika, which is not about anything that happens in this world after the chet of Adam Arishan, up until the time of La'asid Lavi, till we all reach Gan Eden. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, don't say anything. Because this is an act of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's with his purposes that one cannot discern. You cannot scrutinize what it is that's happening at Yam Suf or why Am Yisrael survives and Mitzrayim doesn't. And the Mekatrigim of Mitzrayim and the Mekatrig of Samoil are saying it's not right, it's not fair, why should the Jews survive? And it's true, they're right, and that's why the Jews shouldn't touch the matter, don't get involved, because if they get involved, they're going to want din on Mitzrayim. If it's going to be din on Mitzrayim, it'll be din on Bnei Yisrael as well. And now he goes on to show that this, that Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Mitzrayim, and that he was loichem, was with Midas Haddin. Mm-hmm. Completely set aside. Midas Haddin was completely overwhelmed by Midas HaRachamim. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was take Rachamim on Klal Yisrael to such an extent that unfortunately there had to be din on Mitzrayim. But the Midah with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Leichem is not din, Rachamim. But Rachmim on Yisrael, such that there can be nothing but the resultant din in Mitzrayim. But that's not the aspect with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Kriyas Yam Suf. He shows it. Let's see it inside.
Well, quickly, Rabbi, you cannot daven for Rachmim.
You see, that's why you're right. Of course, they could daven for Rachamim, but what would be the normal impulse for somebody who's being pursued by an enemy? And and that's the immediate concern. You're going to say, please destroy the enemy. Stop the enemy. Stop the enemy. Now, stop the enemy is din. So that's why Moshe says to them, be quiet. Say nothing. You certainly can't daven, please split the sea for me. You can't daven for a nes. So what are you going to daven for? Stop my pursuer. Stop the raidfim, the Mitzrayim who are running after us. Well, that's din. That we cannot accomplish because it's going to mean our destruction.
This is what the Gemara means.
Kriyas Yamsuf was accomplished with Midas HaRachamim. V'isa b'zera kodesh yud ke vav ke Hashem b'chol atar rachmi v'hocha chamina. And here, Yudke Vovke accomplishes din. Dixiv, Hashem, Yudke Vovke, Yilochem Lochem. Mm-hmm. Now, what does desire mean? So he explains it brilliantly. The point is that it doesn't say Hashem Yilchem. If you say someone is going to do battle, you would say, Hu Yilchem? He will do battle. He will fight. But it doesn't say that. It says Hashem Yilochem.
Will fight.
No.
Yilochem. He will take on the aspect of a fighter. Mm-hmm. Hashem Yudke Vavke, which is the name of Rachamim, Yilochem Lochem. The Hoyatzarach Loimar Hashem Yilchem Lochem. Uksiv, but rather it says Yilochem. Mm-hmm. That's what the Zohar HaKadosh is standing upon. That's what it's aimed on. Shenaase loichem de beemes af b'molchama dina b'rachimusohu. This is war being conducted via rachamim. Uksiv Hashem ish milchama Hashem shmoi. That the name of Hashem in this milchama is yud kevavke. Shabal milchama gam kein hu rachum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Melchama is in Midas HaRachamim mode. K'moy Shemayra Shem Havaya. V'chein Mayra Pasuk Shemevi. And that's why the Zohar HaKadosh brings the Pasuk from Zechariah. V'yotza Hashem v'nilcham bagoyim. La'asid lavoi, that great Melchama that the Zechariah is describing. In Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be nilcham bagoyim. Yud kevavke, shenasa loichem, the shem havaya hu rachme. The name yud kevavke is the name of rachmim, of mercy. V'hodichsev, and again quoted by the Zohar, this that it says in Yeshayahu Membeis, Hashem ki gibor yetzei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come out like a gibor. So the point of the Zohar is ke gibor, v'loy gibor. And then he quotes the Zohar. The Yishne Levushayhi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kvayochel is going to change his vestments. He's going to place the garments of a Loichem on himself, meaning he's really Merachem. But he's going to wear outwardly the costume. He's going to have the appurtenances. He's going to have the uniform of a loichem on, but it's really, intrinsically, an act of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud Kei Vav Kei, as a merachem. K'mesh Amru B'Zohar HaKadosh. And that's why the Pasuk in Yeshayahu reads as follows, Hashem ki gibor yeitzei, ki ish milchamais yo'ir kina. Why does Yeshayahu say, ki gibor, ki ish milchama? Because really, an ish milchama and a gibar should be acting out of the force and with the source, midas hadin. It would be midas hadin, not midas harachamim. And yet here, The Zohar HaKadosh's point is, it's going to be Midas HaRachamim. And that's how it was at Kriyas Yamsuf as well. V'lochein Amar, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said to us, Hashem Yulochem Lechem V'atem Tacharishun, you just be quiet. V'alzeh Hevi Hadrush V'daber Dovor. And that's why this Zohar HaKadosh brings the drush of the pasuk in Yeshayahu of Edaber Dover. Shebeshabbos Tzorach L'daber B'Kedusha D'Yayma. Umili D'Shmaya. You don't talk about things that you want, and you don't daven about things that you need. You don't have Bakosha in the Tfilas of Shabbos. But we talk about Mili D'Shmaya. We talk about things about Yiras Hashem. We talk about the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shal Yedei Zen Nisoyrer Liyayis V'daber Dover Ukamesha Amarnu. So that this way, what we have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midah of Rachamim reigns supreme on Shabbos Kodesh, like it's going to reign supreme La'asid Lavoi, where we won't need to ask for anything else. There's a complete suspension of Din. Shabbos is the suspension of Din. And at Kriyas Yamsuf as well, there was a suspension of Din. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe, and Moshe tells us, don't be mispalel, because that's going to conjure up Din, not Rachamim. And in Din, the Mekatrigim point out that we don't deserve to be spared while the Egyptians founder. And that's why, as we said, the Zohar comes and tells us that Hashem Yulochem Lechem V'atem Tacharishun is a moment, a time like Shabbos Kodesh, where it's Atika B'Hizgalos, so therefore do not say, speak, ask for anything. And again, as we said in Parsha Yud, he points out that what we would have wanted on the Mitzrayim, and if we would have done so, so it would be particularly dangerous for us to speak and ask in ways that would conjure up Midas Hadin. It was a time for HaKadosh Baruch to act against the Egyptians, but to protect us, he must act out of Midas HaRachamim. And that's why it says, Hashem Yud Kevavke Ish Melchama, Hashem Shmai. That this was acting out of Rachamim, which perforce necessitated that the Egyptians drown. But the primal force, the essential force of what was happening at Yamsuf was Rachamim. And that had to be protected, and we had to make sure that it would be Rachamim. So Moshe told us, rather, I should say, commanded us, Hashem Yilochem Lochem. Yilochem meaning he will not be Lochem in the normal fashion. Yilochem. Yudke Vavke. Yilochem. He will act like and assume the role of Lochem, though he will be Yudke Vavke Merachem. Vatem Tacharishon, you must be quiet. It's not just something that we will not have to daven, but rather we will be necessarily quiet, not asking, so that we do not conjure up Midas Hadin. This was the greatest moment of Rachamim, and the reason why we embrace this so much so every day, as to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, please be Merachim on us. We say, Oz Yosher Moshe, and we say and talk about the Shira every day, because it's the ultimate in HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing what he will do, again, as is described in Zechariah, to be Lechem for us, while being Merachim, to be Lechem from a source and from a place of Rachmanis on us, for which we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day.